This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker in London, where President Trump is being kept safely away from this.
Dump Trump!
Protesters outside Windsor Castle, where the Trumps will be welcomed by King Charles and Queen Camilla a little while from now.
He's in Putin's pocket. He's making the war in Palestine worse.
Overturning the world order that we've got used to. He's the most dangerous man in the world.
Last night, images of Donald Trump alongside the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were projected onto Windsor Castle. Four people were arrested. On this unprecedented second state visit, the Trumps are about to be treated to what organizers are calling an unprecedented military ceremonial inside the Windsor Castle complex. To Greg Swenson, head of Republicans overseas.
It's exciting. This is a long victory lap we've been taking since November.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
A close call for President Trump in the sky over New York's Long Island.
1300 traffic's off your left wing by 8 miles, 747. I'm sure you can see who it is.
Air traffic controllers repeatedly asked the pilots of a passenger plane to get out of the way of Air Force One, which was carrying the president and the first lady to London. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Spirit Airlines tells CBS News safety is always our top priority, adding Flight 1300 followed procedures and air traffic control instructions while en route to Boston and landed uneventfully at Boston Logan Airport.
That 8 mile distance between the two planes, not unsafe by FAA standards, but closer than controllers prefer. Former CDC Director Susan Menares is set to testify on Capitol Hill today. Correspondent Allison Keyes.
In prepared testimony, Menares says Kennedy fired her because she refused to commit to approving recommendations from a newly constituted vaccine advisory panel and fire career scientists. There were protests after her dismissal.
22-year-old Tyler Robinson's been formally charged with aggravated murder in the death of Charlie Kirk, which carries the death penalty. And prosecutors say the suspect's communications with a loved one tell the story. CBS's Katrina Kaufman in Provo, Utah.
We learned so many details about those hours between when this incident happened and when he finally turned himself in. Text messages between him and his roommate, who was also a romantic partner. You know, he seemed to really confess to this crime in these messages.
The Federal Reserve announces a decision on interest rate cuts today. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
There's a small contingent of folks that think we could get a half point, but based on where the betting markets are right now, we're looking for the Fed to announce a quarter point rate cut.
Dow futures up 10, NAS futures down 1. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's time for a new way. That was the pitch from the Racine Transit Director looking to take Van Wongard's seat. Former Racine Alderman Trevor Young officially kicked off his Democratic campaign for the 21st State Senate District seat yesterday. Young criticized current lawmakers, saying they slashed school funding and that Racine and other communities aren't getting their fair share. The 29-year-old put out one of those highly produced announcement videos.
Our destination for public policy should be focused on affordability, quality jobs, skills training, and infrastructure that meets our needs and attracts the next generation of talent.
At this point, the 73-year-old Wongard hasn't decided if he'll run again. He did put out a statement yesterday calling Young's ideas crazy liberal ideas that are more at home in San Francisco than in Milwaukee and Racine counties. The 21st district was redrawn. It now includes the north side of Racine, Caledonia, Raymond, and parts of southern Milwaukee County. A program that would let local deputies handle certain immigration enforcement tasks under ICE supervision isn't going to be used in Kenosha County. Sheriff David Zerner has announced that his office will not take part in the 287G program at this time, citing concerns about whether it benefits the community and taxpayers. The sheriff's office does cooperate with ICE when the law requires. They now have 24 inmates being held on immigration detainers. Racine County does not currently participate in the 287 program. The impact here wasn't as great as a little further north, but flood assistance is available to some in Racine County. Area businesses feeling the pinch from last month's floods can now apply for special disaster loans through the Small Business Administration. They're called economic injury loans and meant to help local businesses stay afloat as they recover. Those types of funds are available for several counties in the area, including Racine and Walworth, however not Kenosha. There are other SBA loan offerings for those in the more directly impacted counties of Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington. Local businesses in Racine seeking more can check out the info on the state SBA website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL. The Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team and what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to about 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Now, I've never assembled a hot air balloon, and from what I observe, neither had any employee. I assumed eventually there'd be a safety briefing. There'd have to be a safety briefing. There was never a safety briefing. And like the sheep we are, we just start walking towards the balloon. But nothing about a hot air balloon ride is logical. The balloon the size of a building, an enormous Easter basket, and a blowtorch. We eventually reached the basket of our balloon. By the way, it was a physical basket made of wicker. Wicker! Stuff that can barely carry your laundry? It was supposed to cart my fat ass through the sky. We eventually landed in an empty soccer field. We sat there for like 10 minutes. And then this guy in this tiny car drove up, beeped his horn. We got in, he drove away. And then I was like, I don't even know if he's with the balloon company. There was a solid minute when I was like, I just volunteered to be kidnapped.
You start the
your prom. Like a firecracker, I'm aglow. When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the
girl. He's got a great body of work, doesn't he, Neil Sedaka? It's 6:11, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday, hump day today. Jim and Carol are coming in at 7 o'clock this morning. They're going to be here to talk about the summer of 65 in Racine. That should be fun. That's a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 78. Clear tonight, low 63. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 76. Right now, got a clear sky, a beautiful crisp morning. It's 60 degrees right here at Radio Park. Right now, I've got CCR. Here's Bad Moon Rising, WRJN.
I see
CCR, Creedence, Bad Moon Rising, 614 at WRJN. Older adults are talking about the modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day, like cyberbullying, cybercriminals, wasn't around when I was a kid, having a phone and a camera with you at all times, Botox and lip filler, texting, like returning a text and all the anxiety that came with it, clearing your inbox of all your emails. One person wrote, I have to clear mine daily because I have at least 100 emails bothering me. 100? Some people have 10,000 in their box. I've got about 3,000 in mine.
And people using the word literally all the time. They didn't used to do that. Literally, they didn't do that all the time back in the day. Now everything is literally. It's 6:15 WRJN. I got the Monkees. I'm a Believer.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah.
I mentioned yesterday we just lost Bobby Hart. Half of the songwriting duo of Tommy Boy's Bobby Hart. They both wrote a lot of the Monkees songs, like I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. They wrote the original theme song to the Monkees TV show, Hey Hey with the Monkees. They wrote a ton of Monkees songs, and many others too. But I'm a Believer. The Monkees, 6:18, local news, timeless hits at WRJM. A study found that eye drops could be able to replace reading glasses. I've got to hear this. Doctors have developed special eye drops for people with long-sightedness that could replace the need for glasses or surgery. It's unclear when it might become available. How about like next week? So I need just the opposite. See, I could read fine without glasses. It's the, I'm nearsighted, so long distance. They don't have eye drops for that quite yet. 6:18, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. How about Pete with the Beat?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon recently appeared on the Breakfast Club podcast and discussed why he had 12 children with 6 different women. 3 of those kids are from his marriage to Mariah Carey. The host of The Masked Singer says, believe it or not, he is engaged with all of his kids every day, even though some of them live in different cities. He also said that every child was made out of love. Well, yeah. The Drumline actor said it wasn't like he intended to have 12 children, but he admitted at times he really didn't think about it. In a related story, actor Nick Cannon recently launched a podcast where he dispenses relationship advice. According to Cannon, the Wondery podcast will be recorded in front of a live audience and have many different guests, including celebrities. Cannon did not specify how many of those guests he was hoping to have children with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Big deals.
It's the annual WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale. Now through midnight, take an extra 15% off your whole order. No promo code, no gimmicks, just massive savings on already discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. Supplies are limited, and when the clock strikes midnight, this sale disappears. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale. You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Right now, during the Drive into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at $11,840 off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. These are brand new 2025 1500 Bighorns. Combine the massive discount of $11,840 with the low 3.9% financing and save big during the Drive into Fall event. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Stop by or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Savings from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. See dealer for details. Expires 9/30/2025.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind.
glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
Big ol' Bob Lynn, the elusive butterfly. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:25 on your, what is today? Wednesday morning. It's hump day today. Well, this is a bit disturbing. Elton John underwent a double knee replacement last year and had the kneecaps made into jewelry. His right kneecap became a necklace. The left one turned into a brooch. Would you do something like that? And if you did it, would you be wearing your kneecaps around your neck?
Another sad day and night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, get them, but as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody.
Sam Cooke, another Saturday night at 6:28 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. And get ready for our next multi-state text to win contest. It's starting Monday on WRJN. It's your chance to go for the green and gold, win daily cash prizes, jewelry prizes, and go for the grand prize of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. Now, you'll need the Civic Media app to play, so download it. You can find it at WRJN.com. And listen for the keywords starting Monday the 22nd right here on WRJN. Your chance to win big.
Another dance, yeah, just the one more.
It's 6:30 on the noggin at WRJN. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's time for a new way. That was the pitch from the Racine Transit Director looking to take Van Wongard's seat. Former Racine Alderman Trevor Young officially kicked off his Democratic campaign for the 21st State Senate District seat yesterday. Young criticized current lawmakers, saying they slashed school funding and that Racine and other communities aren't getting their fair share. The 29-year-old put out one of those highly produced announcement videos.
Our destination for public policy should be focused on affordability, quality jobs, skills training, and infrastructure that meets our needs and attracts the next generation of talent.
At this point, the 73-year-old Wongard hasn't decided if he'll run again. He did put out a statement yesterday calling Young's ideas crazy liberal ideas that are more at home in San Francisco than in Milwaukee and Racine counties. The 21st district was redrawn. It now includes the north side of Racine, Caledonia, Raymond, and parts of southern Milwaukee County. A program that would let local deputies handle certain immigration enforcement tasks under ICE supervision isn't going to be used in Kenosha County. Sheriff David Zerner has announced that his office will not take part in the 287G program at this time, citing concerns about whether it benefits the community and taxpayers. The sheriff's office does cooperate with ICE when the law requires. They now have 24 inmates being held on immigration detainers. Racine County does not currently participate in the 287 program. The impact here wasn't as great as a little further north, but flood assistance is available to some in Racine County. Area businesses feeling the pinch from last month's floods can now apply for special disaster loans through the Small Business Administration. They're called economic injury loans and meant to help local businesses stay afloat as they recover. Those types of funds are available for several counties in the area, including Racine and Walworth, however not Kenosha. There are other SBA loan offerings for those in the more directly impacted counties of Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington. Local businesses in Racine seeking more can check out the info on the state SBA website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, Wisconsin schoolrooms are back in session, and this year it looks like a lot of students are interested in where their food comes from and agriculture education. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I've got some numbers for you on the strength of agriculture education in Wisconsin. That's next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Sally Ladston is the Wisconsin Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources Education Consultant at the Department of Public Instruction. She's also the state FFA advisor, and she says they're thrilled to announce that there's more FFA chapters starting up this year around Wisconsin.
We have seen a few chapters chartering, and actually that's something that's been kind of, I'll say, booming. You know, the numbers aren't staggering by any means, but compared to the past number of years, we're seeing quite an increase in chapters that are getting interested. This year, we're excited to welcome a couple of new chapters. Winnebago Lutheran is one. iForward, which is a virtual school up in Northwest Wisconsin. And then we're also seeing some changes in how chapters are structuring themselves.
Sally Ladston with the Department of Public Instruction and the Wisconsin State FFA advisor. She says because of all the strength in students enrolled in agriculture education and food-related classes, they've needed, obviously, more educators. She said the good news is Wisconsin's got flexible alternative licensure options to keep those programs moving forward.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit SomethingSpecialFromWisconsin.com to make it official.
And our Wisconsin entries did very well in the 2025 World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest. 97 product classes they could enter. Congratulations to Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese as the grand champion winner in the cheese and butter category with their vanilla mascarpone cheese. Also, congratulations to the grand champion winner of ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and gelato. That's peanut butter chocolate ice cream from Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream in Chautauqua. You can see all the winners at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to about 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Relationships, two people together, they take energy, they take effort. You got to smile, you got to listen, you got to talk. It's a lot of work. That's why married people go to bed early. They're exhausted from loving each other. Good night, honey. I love you. I know! So I'm single. I am single. People say, why are you still single? I say, I don't want anyone telling me what to do. And they say, but you don't do anything. And I say, mission accomplished. And women always want to do stuff. Activities. Women want to do things you didn't even know you could do. Do you want to go on an art walk? What's that? Do you want to go to a jazz brunch? No, I don't. I want to break up.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
There's a new world somewhere.
The Seekers waking you up this morning. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 641. Coming up a little later on this morning, about 5 minutes after, 8 minutes after 7, Jim and Carol are going to be here talking about the summer of 65 in Racine. If you were around, well, you might bring back some memories for you. That's coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning at WRJN. Check this out. Four organ donor recipients got together in Minnesota to pay tribute to the woman who saved their lives. The woman was 20-year-old Adeline Miller. She died in a car crash back in 2023 and was an organ donor. One of the four people who got saved by those organs couldn't make it to the memorial, but her organs actually saved five people's lives. Isn't that something? A 20-year-old girl saved five lives. Well, you hear something like that and you say, wow, that's amazing. 641, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today with a high near 78, right now clear and 60 here at Radio Park. Surfing USA, 644, excuse me, 644 at WRJN. It's time for moron news. A guy in Florida waiting online at the drive-thru at a Popeyes when a drunk woman walked right in front of his car and demanded a Baconator. Now, they only sell those at Wendy's. They don't sell them at Popeyes, obviously. The police eventually escorted her away, and I thought while she was there, she just should have ordered the Whopper, Big Mac, beef and cheddar, and a burrito. Why not? It's Popeyes, huh? 644 local news, timeless hits at WRJN a Wednesday morning with Neil Diamond. Here's Cherry Cherry.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Catch up on
Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry, 647, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. So this woman in California is fighting the DMV, trying to keep her personalized license plate that says, I am ISIS. The complicating factor is her name is ISIS. ISIS Wharton is her name. She applied for the plate back in 2022, and the DMV approved it. But now they say she can't have it anymore. Says her parents named her ISIS after the Egyptian goddess of motherhood. So should she be able to keep it? Or just is it a situation where it's not fair, but that's life? Well, she has until September 25th to request a hearing and says she's planning to do it. Should she be able to keep it or not? Well, right now we've got Pete with the beat. We'll find out what's going on in Hollywood.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Feel like spending Christmas in Las Vegas? I'm sure the town would love to bring tourism back, and hopefully Mariah Carey's new residency will help. Mariah Carey's Christmas time in Las Vegas will kick off November 28th at Dolby Live at the Park MGM. Carey will perform 10 shows that will conclude on December 13th. Do you think she'll sing All I Want for Christmas? If you're looking for a road trip, tickets go on sale September 20th. Sydney Sweeney continues to diversify her resume with her latest role being a maid. The Housemaid stars Sweeney alongside Amanda Seyfried in this dark psychological thriller. The story follows Sweeney's character, who is fresh out of prison and who is hired by Seyfried's character and her handsome husband, and becomes close to the attractive couple. Pretty sure this isn't an adult film, but who knows? The Housemaid will drop in theaters December 19th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I just saw Sydney Sweeney in Americana. She was very good in that movie. I didn't know that was her. I didn't recognize her. But yeah, very good. 649, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. The morning show is sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course, one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey. Because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Let me tell you about this new Pretzel Cheddar Club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
You. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice
on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
There you go, Dawn, knock three times. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Did you know that in the history, the entire history of the planet Earth, only five TV theme songs have ever hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart? Can you think of them? Nah, it's not All in the Family, not Mary Tyler Moore. T.S.O.P., The Sound of Philadelphia by M.F.S.B., Mother, Father, Sister, Brother, theme from Soul Train, hit number one in 1974. The theme from SWAT, Rhythm Heritage, 1976. Welcome Back, the theme song from Welcome Back, Connor, John Sebastian, in 1976. The Miami Vice theme, Jan Hammer, in 1985. And How Do You Talk to an Angel? What a great song. Theme song from The Heights, Jamie Walters, back in 1992. Only five in the history of the world, and that's them. Sunshine today with a high near 78, clear tonight, low 63. Sunny, 76 degrees tomorrow. Right now it's clear, 60 degrees at Radio Park. I've got the Beatles. Here's I Feel Fine on WRJN.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
she's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know, she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
I feel fine. The Beatles. The flip side of that song was also a hit. She's a Woman. And that's when they had flip sides. Go try to tell a person in their 20s and early 30s what a flip side is. What's the flip side? I have no idea. They don't know what the Yellow Pages is. It's 6:58 at WRJN. Well, here's a couple of productive things you can do when you're bored at work today. Clean out your workspace, polish up your resume, research your benefits, or look for more education and training in your job. Or you can do what most people do. Just buy things and shop on the internet while you're at work. Sunshine today with a high near 78 degrees. It's clear 60 now at Radio Park. Here come the Buckinghams.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song. The one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together. That's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in a movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. The one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me.
Song. We're talking the summer of 65 in Racine coming up in just a few moments here at WRJN. Right now it's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check our news, see what's going on.
Local news.